Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is a little change of pace. We're going to have a live show. I haven't had one for about a year. When I worked at the focus of the program, I always thought that it would be a good idea periodically to come in and have a live show and have listeners be able to call in with their comments. And this show, like the one I did in last January, is more towards sort of seeing where we stand in terms of this program and in terms of where I'm headed with respect to Radio Oso and my new career. And so basically what I want to do is review the visions and the goals of the Business Resolutions program and see where we're coming from and what we're doing and where we should go. And also comment on my past year, basically the first full year of my new career as a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts, and all the other things I kind of set as goals for that year. And then thirdly, kind of discuss with you some of my goals and thoughts for this coming year, starting already with what was a great weekend that just went by. Please feel free to give us a call at 724-1030 and the toll-free number 877-771-4242. And I'll be happy to take on any comments or suggestions or feedback or constructive criticism that you may have on the program. This program we started in September of 2011 after 42 years of a career as a corporate attorney in one law firm, McConnell Valdez. So it was a really new change in terms of my life, something I had never done before. And of course, it's always good at that age or my age to do something very different. It's challenging, creative for the mind. And they say that's one of the good things to do when you start approaching, well, what some people would call old age, but what I say is a second phase of one's life, which I'm looking very positively at. In when I set up the format and the idea behind the program, it was to convey experiences and information that help listeners, help you, the listeners, prevent and resolve conflict, as well as improve your personal business and performance and the quality of life. That's the main goal. The format, as you have noticed over the various weeks, now going on about 15 months more or less, is to interview business persons and professionals in order to elicit, personal and business background stories and information that conveys the values and the goals that I have for the program. And these goals I've set out very initially as four, and I think I followed most of them quite well in terms of having the kind of persons that project those goals. And these are the four goals that I set out for myself as part of this program. The first, positive business message. Business Resolutions is meant to convey a positive can-do, instructive message, emphasizing the need to collaborate in order to better accomplish the development of our businesses and professions, as well as the economic development of Puerto Rico. I'm reading from the first goal set out in my program description way back in September of 2011. The second goal and value is conflict prevention and resolution skills. Business Resolutions just to share my experiences and knowledge, and those are my guests on how to prevent and resolve conflicts. This, of course, goes hand in hand with my new career as a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts. The third is community service. Business Resolutions brings in people, business persons, and professionals who volunteer for community service and invest in community nonprofit organizations. Basically, the volunteerism, incentivizing bring in people on this program that are involved in that and their experiences and why they're involved in community service, which I consider so important for our quality of life and for our businesses. And finally, the fourth program goal and value is personal wellness. Business Resolution, you know, emphasizes personal intellectual, financial, physical, and spiritual wellness as a cornerstone for developing our businesses and professions and serving our families and community. And when I decided to do a program like this, talking with Sherman, he wanted more programs because the listeners were requesting address to the business community. And I thought Rosso, for the kinds of goals that I had, was perfect. And it basically is for three reasons. One of them is you, the listeners, are also, as you've been told over and over again, are sophisticated, more fluent, more intelligent, more respectful, more interested in the kinds of programs addressed to business people and higher end analysis of things that are happening. You know, we have our chismes and we have our politics and all, but I think a lot of people out there want to have some programs that are basically more addressed to serious discussions of business and professional issues and matters. So it is you are the kind of audience, you are the kind of listener that I think this my values and my goals are well to address too. Secondly, Radioso believes in creating collaborative partnership with its advertisers and the people that are the announcers and people that are on the program. And this, as you just heard, is really well in line with our philosophy, with my philosophy of collaboration as critical if we're going to move and improve either personally or in our businesses or as a community. So Radioso has that same value of collaboration. And finally, as I said, you know, Radioso is part of the sophistication, but it's also, I find, we have more respectful programs where people are treated always with respect, both the people that we have on the programs around the table as we give our programs, as well as the way we treat the listeners who call in. And that, of course, is very much in line with dialogue in terms of respect and resolving and preventing conflict and trying to keep things cool and collected as the best way to be effective and to be successful as far as I'm concerned. So looking back, that's what the program and the goals set out. And I think we have had interesting people throughout the year. I have enjoyed immensely every one of the persons that I've interviewed. Some of them I've known very little when I've met them right there and then went forward with the interview. Some of them I've known intimately for you know, all of their life or my life. And either case, it's just such a learning experience and such a joy to listen how they have grappled with transitions and the development of their careers and of their professions and of their goals as persons. And in some cases, many cases, people that I have known, I have learned so many things that I did not know about them. One of them, the case in point, for example, and something that happened this weekend is a good example is Ana Josefina Matos Santos, who I interviewed on two occasions on this program. Ana Josefina is the director of finance for the state of California. She's about 34 years old. Those who heard that program had to be impressed with what she's achieved. After I had the interview, and my sister, she's a niece, my sister and my brother-in-law heard the program. They both said, man, you know, there was a lot there that I didn't know about Anna. They knew that she was very, very involved in the budgeting process, and she was the involved in budgeting with Schwarzenegger, the Republican, and now has been involved with budgeting with Governor Brown, a Democrat, and she's been able to cover both aisles successfully negotiating these very difficult issues of how set up and develop a budget. But what they didn't realize and they didn't know was that budgeting was only a very small, in fact, the smallest portion of her job and what she supervised. It's where she spent most time on from a personal standpoint. But in terms of the resources of people and money, I think she had something like a $55 million budget for her office. And 300 people, the budgeting portion was a very small part. The auditing, the investigation, the other areas that she covers and supervises were much more in terms of people and in terms of money, much more substantive than the budgeting. But, you know, what came out this weekend, in fact, it was Thursday, the report came out on Friday. Governor Brown of California announced that for the first time they weren't going to have a deficit. And this is a state that was in very dire economic problems. It went within 2 years, they were able to clean out the deficit and are looking towards a surplus. And they have a balanced budget. And, of course, Anna, her picture is on some of the articles, and she's mentioned in another of the articles, was behind creating that budget, bringing it to where it is. And so we're talking about going from a deficit of $26 billion. So, as the New York Times article says, billion, not million. Is what he faced in 2010, and doing the cuts and obtaining a tax increase in the income taxes for the upper echelons of the California population, and cuts, tough cuts that had to been taken place. They were able to, as the New York Times headline says, back from the fiscal abyss, California balances its budget. So a great accomplishment by California, and really proud that, you know, Vanna Josefina's participation into such a great success. And it's going to be something that we should be looking at here in Puerto Rico. And I sort of think maybe we should give her a call and see what she has done, if that could be helpful and be applied here. One of the things we noticed is that even though there are a lot of cuts and just about everything continues, because there's not going to start overspending again. That's one thing Governor Brown emphasizes over and over again. One of the things is they are going to spend quite a bit of money in the schools, and especially schools in the less disadvantaged or the disadvantaged communities. So education is going to be the first one to get the financing. Let's take a break. We'll be back and discuss a little bit more what we've done this year and where we're headed with respect to the program. We'll be right back.